recruited by the mob's prostitution ring. When they told me to sleep with men, I did it, and when they paid me, I accepted it. I left off at that point.
I nodded to her.
That day, they told me to go to a room on the 16th floor of a downtown hotel. The client had the unusual name of Wataya. I knocked on the door and went in to find the man sitting on the sofa. He appeared to have been drinking room service coffee while reading a book. He wore a green polo shirt and brown cotton trousers. His hair was short, and he wore brown framed glasses. On the coffee table in front of him were his cup and a coffee pot and the book. He seemed to have been deeply absorbed in his reading. There was a kind of excitement still in his eyes. His features were in no way remarkable, but those eyes of his had an energy that was almost weird. When I first saw them, I thought for a moment that I was in the wrong room. But it was not the wrong room. The man told me to come inside and lock the door. Still seated on the sofa, without saying a word, he ran his eyes over my body, from head to foot. That was what usually happened when I entered a client's room. Most men would look me over. "Excuse me for asking, Mr. Okada, but have you ever been with a prostitute?"
I said that I had not.
"It's as if they were looking over merchandise. It doesn't take long to get used to being looked at like that. They're paying money for flesh, after all. It makes sense for them to examine the goods. But the way that man looked at me was different. He seemed to be looking through my flesh, to something on the other side. His eyes made me feel uneasy, as if I had become a half-transparent human being. I was a little confused, I suppose. I dropped my handbag on the floor. It made a small sound, but I was in such an abstracted state that for a time I was almost unaware of what I had done. Then I stooped down to pick up the bag. The clasp had opened when it hit the floor, and some of my cosmetics had fallen out. I picked up my eyebrow pencil and lip cream and a small bottle of eau de cologne, returning each of them to my bag. He kept those eyes of his trained on me the whole time. When I had finished gathering up my things from the floor and putting them back in the bag, he told me to undress. I asked him if it would be all right for me to take a shower first, because I had been perspiring quite a bit. The weather was hot that day, and I had been sweating on the subway. He didn't care about that, he said. He didn't have much time. He wanted me to undress right away. Once I was naked, he told me to lie face down on the bed, which I did. He ordered me to stay still, to keep my eyes closed, and not to speak until I was spoken to. He sat down next to me with his clothes on. That was all he did. Sit down. He did not lay a finger on me. He just sat and looked at my naked body. He kept this up for some 10 minutes, while I lay there, unmoving, face down. I could feel his eyes boring into the nape of my neck, my back, my buttocks, and my legs, with almost painful intensity. It occurred to me that he might be impotent. Customers like that turn up now and then. They pay for a prostitute, have her undress, and they look at her. Some will undress the woman and finish themselves off in her presence. All kinds of men go to prostitutes, for all kinds of reasons. I just assumed he was one of those. After a while, though, he reached out and began to touch me. His 10 fingers moved down my body, from my shoulders to my back, from my back to my buttocks, in search of something. This was not foreplay. Neither, of course, was it a massage. His fingers moved over my body with the utmost care, as if tracing a route on a map. And all the while, he touched my flesh. He seemed to be thinking, not in any ordinary sense of the word, but seriously thinking about something with the utmost concentration. 1 minute his fingers would seem to be wandering here and there at random, and the next they would come to a stop and remain for a long time in one place. It felt as if the fingers themselves were going from confusion to certainty. Am I making myself clear? Each finger seemed to be alive and thinking, with a will of its own. It was a very strange sensation, strange and disturbing.